Hi guys, welcome back to the series of tutorial videos on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and Case X3. In this video, video number 5, we're going to be going over the creative auto mode and just having a look at what additional control or options it gives us while we're using auto. We'll cover in the next few videos, hopefully they'll be a little bit shorter as well, some of the auto shooting modes, so creative auto, program, portrait, landscape and so forth. Before we get into it, I just want to say thank you very much to the recent views, subscribes and emails and so forth and contacts I've had via YouTube, Facebook and Twitter. So thank you very much, I appreciate the feedback. So what we'll do now is we'll have a look at the creative auto mode on the camera. The other modes, what I'll try and do, I'll try and get through as many as I can do over this weekend. So you'll probably see 3 or 4 videos going up over this weekend, and then we'll get into the more advanced stuff on the camera and the advanced shooting modes and menus. So here we go, creative auto. Okay guys, first one we're going to look at is the creative auto mode, because it's right next to auto on the mode dial, which we covered in video 4. Creative auto is still on the very automatic mode, but it does allow a little bit more creativity in terms of your final results of your image. The basic menus of it are still pretty much the same in comparison to the auto mode. You can change the quality, the auto focus beep, whether it's on or not, protect images, change how you jump per image when you view them and so forth, and date and time. So that's all very similar to the auto mode. Now in in the creative auto mode, it doesn't let us change the ISO. We get a little warning up on the screen. We can't change the white balance, that's still automatically selected. The auto focus mode as well. Okay. But what we can do is change the drive mode, so we can go single shot, multiple shot at 3.4 frames a second, and self timer, so 10 second countdown, and continuous self timer, whereby you can choose to take a couple of shots after that timer has counted down. Now, to actually change anything in the creative auto mode, you press the set button, and now what you see is we've got options here. It's on auto flash, and we now use the control wheel on top, which is just behind the shutter button, to change the option. So auto flash, flash always on, or no flash. So we have control whether the inbuilt flash pops off. So if I set that, the flash won't pop up because it won't focus this close to a background. Additional to this, what we can do is choose here using this top slider bar is what appears in focus and out of focus. So this is depth of field. Okay, so if you're taking a portrait, what we might want to do is have your person more in focus rather than whatever's behind them, or have the scene rendered all in focus, all in sharp focus, so the portrait of the person and whatever's behind them will render in focus. This next slider bar down here will allow you to control the darkness or brightness of the image, so exposure, make it darker or brighter. It's basically a very basic form of exposure compensation. It just lays it out in a more easy to use way. So that will make the image darker, or using the wheel to take it across this way will make the image brighter. Okay, now we can also change the picture shooting modes or the picture style modes from standard. Sorry about this, I keep pressing the wrong button, that's a bad habit. Okay. Standard to portrait to landscape, vivid blues and greens, and it explains you to a monochrome image. Now, there are more picture styles on the camera, but it gives you the basic ones that you may want to use in this mode. Now, this doesn't have any bearing on the RAW files that you shoot. What it will do, it will actually bake those settings into the JPEG files, and if you import your pictures using Canon's Digital Photo Professional software, which came with the camera, then you can set that to apply whatever settings you've chosen from the camera in relation to the picture styles when on import if you want to. We'll have a look over that software at a later date. So So if we go down again, we can change the image quality, again using that front selector wheel. So RAW, large JPEG, fine, large JPEG, normal, medium fine, medium normal, and so forth. Large plus RAW plus large fine JPEG there. Okay, oops, leave that on there. And then we can also go on to here to change the shooting mode, single shot, continuous shooting, self timer, and what I showed you again, self timer, continuous again. So it gives you a little bit more creative control. I've not actually used this mode myself personally. I've not really found any use for it. But it may make the transition from a compact camera or a bridge camera over to a DSLR and multiple lens system that bit easier. It'll be worth reading up on the mode in the manual. Because I have to admit, I had to actually look at the manual because I've never used this mode on the camera before. Like I say, that's a creative auto mode. It certainly has its uses. As I've said in previous videos, don't be afraid of using any of these auto modes if it means you're going to get shots that you want to use or keep. They're fine, that's what they're there for. You can progress on to the further modes at a later stage. So that's just a quick introduction to the creative auto modes and the layout you'd see on the back of the camera. And next what we'll do, we'll cover the program mode and going through the other automatic modes as well. So hopefully this hasn't been too long, and the next videos should be up very, very shortly. I'll be recording them over this weekend. So as usual, please subscribe, rate or comment, ask questions either via YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or direct contact via my website, via the contact form, and I'll do my very best to answer them for you. So thank you very much. Bye.